Hello, good morning. It's always great to be here, isn't it? Yeah, okay. Well, some of you already know that this will be my last Sunday here.
有些人可能已经知道今天是我在这里的最后一个主日。
Yeah, I'll definitely miss you guys.
我会很想你们的。
And a lot of you are probably wondering what my plans are, and I'm just looking to take a break.
有些人可能在想接到我接下来的计划，但是我是想要休息一下。
And I may go back to school or go on a short-term mission trip somewhere.
我有可能会回学校进修，或是去参加一些短宣，短期的宣教。
I'll definitely keep you on my prayers.
但我一定会把大家放在我的祷告中。
So let me open up with a word of prayer.
让我们先一起来祷告。
Father God, thank you for this beautiful day and thank you that you brought us all together and pray that we open our hearts to your word, to what you have for us and that we could see you and know you. Thank you, God. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Have you ever pursued the wrong path?
你曾经走过错误的道路吗?
So a long time ago, I was just finished college and I was blessed with a buddy pass.
很久以前我刚大学毕业的时候，我得到了亲友票。
A buddy pass is an airline ticket. You can go wherever you want. It's as long as there's an open seat.
亲友票是一种可以在有空位的情况下飞往任何地方的机票。
So if you wanted to go to Paris for lunch, then catch a flight to Italy for dessert, you can.
所以如果你想去巴黎吃午餐，然后再搭飞机去意大利吃甜点，那也可以。
So one day I decided to visit my grandma in Taiwan using the buddy pass.
所以有一天我决定去台湾看看我的奶奶。
And on the way to Taiwan, I had to make a little stop in Japan.
但在前往台湾的路上，我得先在日本停留转机。
And in Japan, there were no available seats.
但到了日本才发现，从日本飞往台湾的班机都没有空位了。
And so they say, "Ah, tomorrow looks better. Just stay here for the night."
他们就跟我说，明天可能会比较好，你今晚可以在这里过夜。
So I wandered around the airport the entire day and night.
于是我在机场闲晃了一整天。
And so the next morning, you would think, "Okay, some seats," but no available seats.
又到了隔天早上。你可能会觉得应该有位置，但是又没有空位。
So I thought to myself, what am I going to do? I don't want to stay in the airport again.
我就心想，我该怎么办？我不能再待在机场里了。
So I just said to myself, I'll find the closest hotel, see what happens.
所以我就决定找一个旅馆先住下来再说。
And so this was before I owned a smartphone.
这个时候我还没有智慧手机。
So I didn't have Google Maps or Wi-Fi.
没有 Google 地图，也没有网路。
And the only thing I had was this big laptop.
我只有一个很笨重的笔记型电脑。
So I eventually managed to check myself into the hotel.
但最后我住进了一间旅馆。
And each night they were saying there's nothing available, you know, check back.
每天晚上我联络他们。他们都说没有空位。
And so they said, you know, 5 days from now, there looks like there's something, but good luck.
他们说可能，五天过后会有空位，但祝你好运。
And so I decided just I'll find my way to Tokyo somehow.
所以我就想着，那我去东京看看好了。
And I was terrified. I didn't know the language, the culture, the transportation at all.
说实话，我那时候很害怕，因为我不知道那里的语言、文化或是他们的交通。
And I didn't even have any cash.
我甚至没有现金。
And I only know 2 words, konnichiwa and arigato.
我只会两个字 ，konnichiwa 跟 arigato。
就是 arigato, arigato, arigato。
就只能一直重复 arigato。
And so I'm wandering around exploring and having some general idea, and all I can say, arigato, arigato.
我四处乱走，我只能说 arigato.
And so I'm looking around, and it starts getting dark, and the people began to clear out of the streets.
我晃一晃，没多久就天黑了，街上的人也开始散去。
I was like, oh, it doesn't look familiar. Where am I?
我看了看四周，心想，这里好像看起来不熟悉。
And I find myself in front of this little restaurant, and I decide just look at the menu and see what it was about.
我走到一家小餐馆的门口，看看他们外面贴的菜单。
And so I'm looking at this menu, and this lady comes out.
我看着的时候，有一位女士走出来。
And she starts speaking to me in Japanese. Yada da 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 da.
她一直用日文跟我说话。
And I was trying to tell her, I was just looking. I don't speak Japanese. I'm sorry.
我想告诉她，我只是在看看，我不会说日文。
And she kept speaking Japanese. Yada da 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 da.
但她还是一直不停的用日文在跟我讲话。
And I had already exhausted my entire Japanese vocabulary.
我已经用完我会说的日文了。
Konnichiwa, arigato, arigato.
只会说 konnichiwa, arigato.
And she just kept going, and at that point, I just said, 我听不懂。
她还是继续用日文对我说话，所以我就脱口而出说，我听不懂。
She's like, what?
她说 what?
你会讲中文？
你会讲中文。
So she knew Mandarin the whole time.
所以她其实是会讲中文的这个女士。
And so I go in there and we just start talking and I use more Mandarin, but yeah.
然后我就进去了，然后我们就用中文聊天。
And I eventually got to tell the gospel to her in Mandarin, believe it or not.
最后我还用中文跟她分享了福音。
But in our life, sometimes we take the wrong path.
有时候我们会走上错误的道路。
And sometimes it's our own decision.
有时候那是我们自己做的决定。
In our spiritual life, we want to be the lost sheep.
我们的灵命中，我们可能是那只迷失的羊。
If you think about how sheep get lost,
你想想看，那只羊是怎么走失的呢？
It's not that in particular they were so focused on the delicious grass.
我觉得不是因为它太专注在某一块草地上。
It's that all of a sudden the sheep look up and they have no idea where everybody is.
结果等到他抬头的时候，才发现周围的一个同伴都不见了。
It's not that like that at all.
我觉得不是那样。
The sheep wanted to disregard the shepherd.
我觉得是因为那只羊选择忽视他的牧羊人。
I believe it happens to all of us.
我相信我们每个人都有过这样的时候。
And we may not be as forward as to say, Jesus, I don't want to follow you anymore.
我们甚至会大胆地说，耶稣，我不想再跟随你了。
And when we do that, what do we do? How does Jesus respond?
当我们这样做的时候，该怎么办呢？耶稣是怎么回应我们的呢？
So we come to the last chapter in John 21.
于是我们来到约翰福音第二十一章。
It's the final chapter of John's Gospel.
这是约翰福音的最后一章。
And this is after Jesus had already resurrected.
这发生在耶稣复活之后。
He already revealed himself to hundreds of people in various towns and cities.
他已经向几百人显现在不同的城市。
Already people gathered around him and professing their faith and they are ready to follow and serve him.
很多人都聚集在他身边宣告他们对他的信仰准备跟随耶稣。
Yet at this chapter, you would expect to find Jesus' own disciplesmaking preparation or strategy to reach the end of the earth.
读到这最后一章，我们应该会以为，会看到耶稣的门徒在筹备计划如何将福音传开。
You'd expect Peter and the disciples in a huddle like they do in football.
你可能想象彼得和其他的门徒像打橄榄球一样围成一圈在开会。
Their arms are around each other.
互相搭着肩膀。
Okay, I'll take the cities over there. James, John, you break through the center of Jerusalem.
或是他们会说，好，我去这几个城市，然后雅各和约翰，你们要从耶路撒冷的中心穿过。
All right, everybody, got it? Okay, break.
Okay, 大家都懂了吗？好，那我们就行动。
Those of you that are familiar with this passage know that it didn't quite go that way.
但熟悉这段经文的人都知道，事情并不是这样发展的。
It starts off with the disciples together by the Sea of Galilee.
故事开始的时候，门徒在加利利的海边。
It says in verse 3, I'm going out to fish. Simon Peter told them, they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing.
第三节，西门彼得对他们说，我要打鱼去。他们说，我也跟你一起去。于是他们出去上了船，可是那一夜他们并没有打到什么。
Let's go fishing. This will be fun.
我们去钓鱼吧，应该会很好玩。
So they hop into the boat, settle down at their old favorite spot.
他们跳上船，回到他们以前熟悉的那个位置。
Muscle memory brought them back right where they lay off.
他们自然而然地回到了原点。
That's odd. No fish.
奇怪了，怎么一条鱼都没有？
One of the other disciples say, "Hey." let me try, you're doing it wrong.
另一位门徒拿单推彼得说，让我来，你钓得太烂了。
It wasn't before they've been at it for hours.
很快他们已经忙了好多个小时。
Casting that net hundreds of times.
撒网一百次也不止。
Over and over again and coming empty-handed.
一次又一次，但每次都空手而。
It didn't occur to them that something was off.
他们没有意识到哪里出了问题。
For them, it didn't matter. This is where they wanted to be.
对他们来说无所谓，因为这是他们想回到的地方。
Not realizing though that they were not really going anywhere.
他们没有意识到其实自己根本没有前进。
They were just bobbing up and down as the waves moved.
只是随着海浪在海面上起伏飘荡。
Staring in the dark sea, waiting to see if any fish appear.
望着黑漆漆的海水，希望有鱼可以出现。
Rather than coming to their senses and calling it quits, they put their hope in the empty net.
他们不但没有清醒过来收网回岸，反而把希望放在一个空网里。
And for a moment, there's this eager expectation.
有一瞬间，他们满怀期待。
Short-lived happiness is this as they throw the nets out into the sea.
短暂的喜悦伴随着他们每次再次的撒网。
I can imagine as they continue to wait, they began planning who they would sell their fish to.
我可以想象他们边等边计划捕到鱼之后要卖给谁。
The wages of their hard labor.
这样可以赚多少钱？
Enough to get by one day at a time.
一天过一天，勉强维生。
It's a safe place for them to go and rely.
这是他们觉得最安全可靠的地方。
You know, there's something peculiar about the safe and mundane that we as people can escape.
人类有种难以摆脱对安全但乏味生活的依赖。
On one hand, there's comfort knowing that what we're doing over and over again is safe.
一方面，重复的生活带来了安全感。
Any change puts disorder and displeasure to our own plans.
任何改变都会让我们的计划失序，感到不悦。
But on the other hand, it's mundane, repetitive, and fruitless.
但另一方面，它也无趣、重复，甚至毫无果效。
Each and every day, back to the boats with their hands on the nets.
每天回到那艘船上，双手抓着网子。
I can only imagine how miserable they were years ago before Jesus came to them.
我可以想象多年前在耶稣来找他们之前，他们是多么的痛苦。
A fisherman was hardly a life anybody coveted.
因为那时渔夫的生活是没有人会羡慕的。
Sitting in that boat did give you time to contemplate life.
坐在船上倒是有时间让你思考人生。
What could have been? What should have been?
想着自己曾经可能是谁，应该成为谁。
They can only dream the life they so desperately wanted.
他们只能在心里梦想着那个自己渴望的人生。
They'd forgotten about the stranger several years ago.
他们忘了几年前那位陌生人。
Who approached them and told them, cast your net out one more time.
曾经走向他们，对他们说，再撒一次网。
And the times they experienced with Jesus for the first time, joy, peace, and love.
还记得他们初遇耶稣那些时候，充满了喜悦、平安与爱。
There's countless miracles and intimate relationship with Jesus.
经历无数的神迹和耶稣与其他门徒亲近。
But their hearts and minds were stuck in that boat in the middle of the sea.
但他们的心却困在海中那艘小船上。
Bobbing up and down at the cadence of the waves.
随着浪潮一起一伏。
Hours seem like an eternity as they draw in empty nets.
每一个小时都像永恒那样长，拉起来的网却还是空的。
The sun is coming up soon.
太阳快要升起来了。
They've all lost all opportunity to catch any fish.
他们已经错过了捕鱼的时间。
And out of nowhere, a man calls out.
这时，忽然有个人从岸边喊话。
What was unfamiliar to them at the time became a breath of fresh air.
那个声音可能一开始陌生，却如一阵清新的风。
A change of disruption in the mundane sea.
打破了他们平凡又无力的处境。
Verse 5, friends, haven't you any fish?
第五节，朋友们打到鱼没有？
No, they answered.
他们回答，没有。
I can just imagine the frustration in their reply. No.
我可以想象他们回应时的沮丧。没有啊，哎。
Do you really have to ask us that?
你非要问我们吗？
Then Jesus says, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. And when they did, they were unable to haul the net and because of the large number of fish.
然后耶稣说，把网撒在船的右边就可以得着。他们就把网撒下去，可是拉不上来，因为鱼太多。
What in the world? How did that happen?
这是怎么回事？怎么可能？
We've been at it all night, casting 100 of times, and we're the ones on the boat and never caught a single fish.
我们整晚都在捕鱼，撒网上百次，我们在船上却一条鱼也没抓到。
Then all of a sudden, our nets are so full, none of us can even bring it in.
但突然之间，我们的网满到拉不动，没有人能把它拉上来。
And one of the disciples, they knew exactly who that was.
有一位门徒立刻就知道那是谁。
Says verse 7, it is the Lord.
第七节，他说，是主。
They've all strayed far from the path that Jesus wanted for them.
他们早已偏离耶稣为他们预备的道路。
They put their hope in where they left it years ago, back into that mundane and fruitlessness.
他们把希望放回几年前离开的地方，回到平凡不结果的生活中。
Whenever Jesus appears,
每当耶稣出现，
whether it's in someone's life or situation, there's a remarkable occurrence.
无论是在人的生命中或是某个情况里，总会发生奇妙的事情。
A change in current or sparks of light in complete darkness.
是绝境中的转机，又或是暗夜里的火花。
It catches us and draws us towards him.
它吸引着我们，把我们拉向他。
Our interest is piqued and we can't help but to wonder what more might there be.
这勾起了我们的兴趣，让我们忍不住想探索更多。
And I love how Jesus appeared to them.
我很喜欢耶稣向他们显现的方式。
It wasn't anger or guilt.
他不愤怒，也不责备。
Nothing that would make us cower.
没有任何会让我们感到害怕的语气。
It reminds me of when my parents called me by my first name, and immediately I knew I was in trouble.
像我做错事的时候，我父母会喊出我的全名，那样子很可怕。
But Jesus was tender-hearted.
但是耶稣却是充满温柔的。
If it were me, I'd be saying, "Oh, really? Fishing?"
如果是我的话，我可能会对门徒说：“你们居然回去钓鱼。”
I was like, "Get back over here! I taught you better than this."
给我回来，我不是这样教你们的。
And I let out a large sigh.
然后大声叹气,
and be walking back in complete silence and dragging the boat back.
接着他要默默无语地走回去，还要拖那艘船。
First, he addresses them affectionately.
但是耶稣他首先以亲切的方式对他们说话。
He didn't say, "You no good fishermen, you lousy rascals."
耶稣没有说你们这些没用的渔夫。
But he calls them friends.
而是称他们为朋友。
And in verse 9, Jesus had been there for some time, as you can see.
在第九节中提到耶稣早就在那里一段时间了。
Getting a fire started and preparing breakfast for them.
他生了火，为门徒准备早餐。
Knowing that they'd be hungry after a long, laborious night.
因为耶稣知道他们经过漫长辛苦的一夜后会很饿。
He didn't micromanage them and say, "Hey, where are you guys going?"
他们去钓鱼的时候，耶稣没有出手干涉纠正他们。
But let them go about on their own.
但他让他们去。
Let them feel on their hands what used to be calluses that are now painful blisters.
让他们去感受手上原本的老茧，如今是变成疼痛的水泡。
Let them remember what it was like sitting there apart from him.
让他们去想起离开主，孤单坐在那里的感觉。
They were given a choice. They didn't have to listen.
他们有选择的权利， 他们可以选择不听耶稣的话。
But it was that moment they remembered Jesus' love.
但就在那一刻，他们记起了耶稣对他们的爱。
That it was Jesus' love that drew them in.
是耶稣的爱吸引他们回来。
It's what got Peter to leave behind what he desperately wanted all night.
这也是彼得愿意放下他整晚所渴望的东西的原因。
But Peter, your dream finally came true.
但彼得啊，你的梦想终于实现了。
This is more fish than you've ever encountered.
这是你有生以来钓到最多的鱼了。
But notice how Peter didn't evaluate what was better.
但请注意，彼得没有衡量哪一个比较好。
He didn't take out a notepad and make a list of pros and cons.
他没有坐下来拿出笔记本列出这两个决定的优缺点。
But it was that moment he realized it was Jesus, he just jumps out of the boat.
他一认出来那是耶稣，就立刻跳下船。
Because he knew the love of Jesus far outweighs all the fish in the world.
因为他知道耶稣的爱远超过世上一切的鱼。
It's Jesus' love that pulled Peter towards him.
是耶稣的爱吸引彼得。
That nothing compares to his love.
因为没有什么能与耶稣的爱相比。
We can't help but to think, does Peter really deserve Jesus' love though?
但我们可能会想，彼得真的配得上耶稣的爱吗？
Is Peter that dragged the disciples away from Jesus?
是彼得把其他的门徒都带离了耶稣。
But Jesus always showed his love to those who didn't deserve it.
而耶稣总是向那些不配得的人表现他的爱。
Jesus often hung around tax collectors and sinners.
耶稣常与税使和罪人来往。
And Pharisees and the teachers mumbled under their breath.
在一旁，法利赛人和文士会在那边嘀咕着。
This man welcomes sinners and eats with them.
这个人竟然接待罪人，还跟他们一起吃饭。
And he tells them the parable of the lost sheep.
耶稣会对他们讲了迷羊的比喻。
And we get that occasionally a sheep gets lost.
我们都明白有时候羊会走失。
But isn't it frustrating when the same sheep gets lost over and over again?
但如果是同一只羊一直走失，难道不会令人感到抓狂吗？
And you get home from a long day of herding and guiding the sheep.
你忙了一整天，好不容易赶完羊回到家。
You just want to sit down for 5 minutes.
你只是想坐下来休息一个五分钟。
And a farmer knocks on your door, Sir, your sheep got out lost again.
结果有一位农夫来敲门说，先生，你的一只羊又跑出去了。
Is it Sean? I bet it was Sean.
你就回，马上回他说，是不是Sean？我就知道是Sean。哎。
That sheep should know better. You've given them so many chances.
那只羊应该知道不可以这样啊，你已经给他好多个机会了。
And you have a talk with them one-on-one. This is where I draw the line.
你已经跟他说过好多次了。
Maybe it's a coworker who keeps making the same mistake over and over again.
或许是像一个一直犯同样的错误的人。
And they're the ones making your job and your life so difficult.
是你的同事让你的工作很难做。
It'd just be so much easier if I did it myself.
或许你觉得我自己做还比较简单。
Or maybe it was someone close to you.
或许是跟你更亲近的人。
You've given so many chances to make it right.
你给他们很多个机会去改变。
Yet they fail over and over again.
他们每次都做不到。
And the Pharisees couldn't understand why would you even bother with them?
法利赛人没办法了解为什么要这么做。
They are sinners. They made their choice to wander off.
他们是罪人，他们自己决定这样做的。
The only way for them to learn is for them to pay for it.
他们一定要自己感受到才会去改变的。
So, going back to the Sea of Galilee where Jesus met with his disciples.
那我们又回到故事里。
There was something that was never addressed between Jesus and the disciples.
有一件事耶稣和他的门徒还没有说开。
There was something that was completely off limits.
有一件事他们就是好像不可以说。
Something that the disciples did.
是门徒做的一件事。
And something that Jesus taught specifically to never do.
是耶稣教导他们不可以做的事。
It was to deny Jesus before others.
就是不认耶稣。
It was so serious that it meant that Jesus would do the same before his Father in heaven.
因为耶稣曾跟他们说过，如果你在别人面前不认我，那我也会在父神的面前不认你们。
Have you ever had someone deny being your friend before?
你有没有经历过被朋友背叛的时候？
It happened to me at one time, and I actually didn't have many friends.
我小时候这曾发生过，而且那时候我已经没有很多个朋友了。
And it was someone that I looked up to.
是一个我很向往的一个人。
And we hung out almost every day.
我们每天都在一起。
But one time when he was with his friends, I came along and he ignores me and lies that we ever hung out.
他有一天在别的朋友面前却好像我不在那里一样，而且跟他们说我跟 John 从来没有一起出去玩过。
It was taking what I thought were actual genuine elements of friendship and then hearing someone say they were meaningless and worthless.
好像把我心中的那个友情变成了没用的东西。
It's especially painful because it takes some of the greatest memories one can ever experience and turns them into painful experiences.
这让我感到很痛苦，因为它是把我心里很喜欢的记忆变成了很痛苦的记忆。
It leaves that person thinking they're worthless and it was all for nothing.
让我觉得我好像什么都不是。
How painful to hear about someone you care for and love.
这是很痛苦的事。从一个你爱的人的口中听到。
To then hear them say, no, I don't know that person.
听到他们说，不，我不知道这个人是谁。
Notice how Jesus didn't say, you have to pay for what you did.
但耶稣没有跟他们说，你们要赔偿我。
Then there's this penance to express how truly sorry you really are.
你们必须做这些事来赔偿我，来告诉我你有多抱歉。
Jesus also doesn't force them on their knees and threaten them with fear and terror.
耶稣没有叫他们跪下来，让他们感到恐惧。
And he doesn't make them promise to him never do it again.
他们也没有叫他们答应他，你们再也不会这样做。
But he approaches them.
但是他靠近他们。
He seeks and pursues them.
他追寻他们。
Perhaps when Jesus supplied the abundance of fish and breakfast on the shore, it was to help them remember the times they shared were truly authentic.
或许耶稣为他们准备那火去烤那些鱼做早餐，是为了要让他们记得他们以前度过的时光。
And wandering from the path is not where they wanted to be.
让他们发现走错的路不是他们想要的。
I think Jesus knew what they were going through and that they were on that boat trying to catch fish.
我觉得耶稣知道他们心里是怎么想的，他们为什么会回到那条船上。
And the same reason why he seeks the lost sheep.
这也是为什么耶稣会去找那迷失的羊。
He doesn't see a disobedient and rebellious sheep.
他不是看到一只不听话的羊。
But someone who lost their way.
是一只迷路的羊。
Someone who is scared and alone.
一个人他孤单的在那里，很害怕。
So what did Jesus do to keep Peter from wandering off in the future?
那耶稣做了什么去帮助彼得以后不会走错误的路呢？
You know, if it were me in that position, I'd, you know, more discipline and no Wi-Fi and no games.
如果是我的话，他可能会对我说，我要教导你，你不可以再打电动游戏了。
You can see in beginning in verse 15, I love how it says, when they had finished eating.
但是在第十五节有提到，当他们吃完。
It wasn't a moment where they just wanted to get it out of the way before they could eat.
他们不是好像快快的去把它吃完。
But it was to restore the friendship and intimacy with him.
但是他是慢慢的相处之后，然后给他们一个机会去重新跟主变得亲近。
Back to how it was before, right where they left off.
回到他们以前的相处的那样。
You know, that's a remarkable thing about genuine forgiveness.
这就是 原谅，真的原谅的力量。
Friendship picks up right where it left off.
友情可以回到像从前一样。
Without forgiveness, the line is broken and never repaired.
如果不原谅的话，这个友情是没办法重修旧好的。
I imagine them together around that fire, eating and laughing and teasing Peter.
我想象他们坐在那火旁边，他们一起在笑啊，一起在谈话。
One of them teasing Peter. Remember when Peter began to sink after walking on water? He was crying so loud.
他们可能提到，你们记得当初彼得他走在水上的时候，开始往下沉的时候，他一直在哭吗？
And everybody laughing at Peter. Ha ha, Peter.
然后大家就会笑彼得。
Well, at least I walked on water, Andrew.
但彼得可能回安德烈说，但是至少我有走在水上过啊。
It was back to the way it was before.
就像他们以前的友情一样。
So how did Jesus get Peter from wandering off again?
那又回到耶稣是怎么样帮助彼得以后不会再走错的路呢？
So if you notice, the whole story is somewhat a retelling of the Bible.
这个故事就好像在把整个圣经在浓缩再讲一遍。
People having a relationship with God, they sin against God and break away. God comes to them and restores a relationship.
就是人犯罪离开神，但神又来到人的旁边，给他们机会，把这个让他们可以变得更亲近。
In the Old Testament, they just kept wandering and wandering off again.
你可以记得在旧约里人好像一直在走错的道路。
And as Jesus here emphasizes what will hold them together.
但是耶稣在这里就提到要怎么样他们才可以永远跟耶稣在一起，永远跟神在一起。
It wasn't a confrontational approach or guilt, but simply ask them, do you love me?
不是严厉的去斥责他们，但是是简简单单的问他们说，你爱我吗？
And he asks them three times, and each time Peter says, yes, you know I do.
他问彼得三次，每一次他都说，主，我爱你。
Why did Jesus ask Peter three times?
但为什么他要问彼得三次呢？
Perhaps it was to match the fact that Peter denied Jesus three times.
或许是为了对应彼得三次的否认耶稣。
Maybe.
或许。
I believe it's because there came a moment in Peter's life where he loved something else more than Jesus.
我相信彼得生命中曾有一刻，他爱别的事物胜过他爱耶稣。
And when that happened, he found himself in that boat seeking fish apart from Jesus.
而当那一刻来到的时候，彼得就回到那条船上寻找鱼，而不是寻找耶稣。
When our love for something else becomes greater than our love for Jesus, we'll walk away.
当我们对其他的事物的爱超过对耶稣的爱时，我们就会离开耶稣。
We will decide not follow Jesus or not to obey.
我们可能会选择不再跟随，不再顺服。
Then we find ourselves just like Peter.
我们就会发现自己和彼得一样。
But Peter found in the simple and safe comforts of the mundane, do not compare to Jesus' love and having an intimate relationship with him.
但彼得发现那些平凡安稳的生活远远不如耶稣的爱与和耶稣亲密的关系。
Peter realized that what he had lost climbing into that boat.
彼得明白了当他上了那艘船，他失去了什么？
But the moment he realized it was Jesus, he just left everything and swam as fast as he could to see him.
但当他认出那是耶稣，他马上就立放下了一切，用最快的速度游向耶稣。
It was Peter's love for Jesus that kept him from straying away in the future.
是彼得对耶稣的爱使他不再迷失。
He says later that there's going to be a very painful death for you, Peter.
耶稣甚至在后来还跟他说过，彼得啊，你会有很痛苦的死亡。
But Peter never strayed away.
但彼得却没有离开主。
And it's that same love that will keep us and hold us firm.
同样的爱也会坚固我们，使我们持守信心。
And there might be a time where we'll wander off course.
我们总会有迷失或偏离的时候。
We'll make the same mistakes over and over again.
我们很容易一错再错。
We'll swear to ourselves never again.
我们会对自己发誓，我再也不会这样做了。
And we might even become lost.
但是我们还是有可能迷失。
But it's that moment when Jesus approaches us, there is no guilt or shame.
但当耶稣向我们走来，他没有羞愧，也没有责备。
But pursues us with grace, mercy, and love.
但他是追寻着我们，用他的恩典、怜悯还有爱。
You know, a lot of you are familiar how I came to Christ, and it was something that I needed very badly.
在这里的很多人都知道我是如何信主的，那真的是当时的我极度需要的。
You know, I just knew what the Bible says, and I had a youth pastor and everything, and I decided one day I'm not going to follow God anymore.
我从小就知道圣经里的故事，也有一个青少年的传道跟我聊天过，但是有一天我就决定我不想再跟随圣经的话，不想跟随主。
I never realized how depressed I became, and I was with my friends, we were watching a movie of probably the most depressing movie we've ever seen.
但我却没有发现我变得很低潮。我跟朋友在看电影的时候，那是一个很悲伤的电影。
And all my friends said, "That's John. It looks just like him."
那个里面的演员的脸看起来很难过，而朋友就指着那个人说，那看起来就跟 John 一模一样。
And I decided to just chase my own fish in a boat going nowhere.
我那时候决定去追寻那些鱼，在我自己的船里。
And I heard Jesus knocking and calling on me, and I was just so terrified.
我有听到耶稣在敲我的门，但是我很害怕。
But it was Him gently whispering and talking to me with mercy, grace, and love.
但是是他不断的温柔的对我说话。不断地追寻我，用的就是他的怜悯、恩典还有爱。
And so now I just decided to give everything up to him and go after him.
所以我决定放下所有，去跟随耶稣。
And there's moments where I veer off into the wrong direction, but it was his love for me that puts me back on the right path.
每当我快要偏离正路，都是耶稣的爱将我拉回正轨。
And the question I always ask myself is, do I love him? Do I love him? Do I love him?
我常常问自己，我爱他吗？我爱他吗？我真的爱他吗？
It's his love that he has for me that keeps me from falling away is loving him.
是耶稣对我的爱使我不至于跌倒，而我对他的爱使我坚持不离开。
And so some of you are aware that every time I preach here, I'm always talking about the one thing is God's love.
所以每当我站在这里，这里很多人都已经知道我要讲的是什么。我要讲的就是神的爱。
Yeah, I can't help but to talk about it.
我就是喜欢讲神的爱。
And when I first came here, 7 years ago, I was a little hesitant whether or not this was the right place for me.
7年前我第一次来到这间教会的时候，心里也有一些犹豫，不知道这是不是一个适合我的地方。
And so I was encouraged by this church because it showed love towards God and towards one another.
但我在这间教会受到鼓励，因为我看到这间教会对神的爱，也对彼此之间的爱。
And it's one of my hopes and prayers for you all as a church that you continue to love God and love one another.
我也常为这间教会祷告，为你们祷告，盼望你们继续爱神，也彼此相爱。
And I know that this church will continue to grow and thrive because of your love for Jesus.
我相信，因为你们对耶稣的爱，这间教会会继续成长。
And anytime you might be veering off, ask yourself, "Do I love him? Do I love him? Do I love him?"
每当你觉得自己要偏离正路时，我劝你问自己：我爱他吗？我爱他吗？我真的爱耶稣吗
？Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God, just thank you for you calling out to us, your love and your mercy and your grace. That where would we be without you? Without you calling out to us and reaching out to us and feeding us and being gentle of what all the wrong things we've done, you've come to forgive us and to love us, God. So I ask that in everything that we do, we're wondering, do we love you? Do we love you? Do we love you? And no matter what, we say, yes, God, we'll follow you, and we're sorry for falling away, but thank you for all that you've done, for your love for us, for being this amazing God to show us your great love. Thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.